Please be seated. That's a lot of fish. 153 of them, to be exact. Why do you think it's 153? And who in the world took the time to count them when you've just been reunited with your friend who had died? I don't know the answer to that. I don't really care. But that number was important to someone. You can read all sorts of possibilities by scholars and commentaries, and there's a part of me that thinks that that's just making it maybe more complicated than it really needs to be. Why can't it mean just a lot of fish? Why can't it just simply be a means of pointing to those moments of abundance that reveal God's love for us? Because frankly, that's what I think the whole Gospel of John is all about. Now, most scholars will agree that this final chapter of John was added to the author's original gospel. It's sort of like an epilogue. It's a way of tying together the author's version of the story of Jesus with the other gospels. And the final chapter, frankly, is full of theological possibilities. Think about it. You just had a Last Supper, and now you have a first breakfast. Peter, do you love me? Peter is asked that question three times, not too long after he had just denied Jesus three times. The only problem with that, though, is that Peter really doesn't deny Jesus in John's gospel. He denies instead being a follower. And in today's story, Jesus never really says, "I forgive you." So maybe Peter's reputation is being redeemed in this epilogue. Or maybe Jesus is just inviting Peter to forgive himself. Not catching any fish? Well, why don't you try the other side? And the nets were filled. And again, they didn't break. And you can't help but be reminded of the story of how these followers were called to follow Jesus in the first place. And that is not to mention, why in the world was Peter fishing naked? And then decided to put his clothes on in order to jump in the water. But as I was trying to prepare something for this morning, I kept coming back to the fish. 153 of them. That matters to me for some reason. Because that haul of fish is when the disciples finally recognize Jesus. It occurs to me that the disciples finally recognize Jesus when their lack is transformed into abundance, when their despair is moved to hope, and when their abandonment is replaced with reunion. A bunch of fish, 153 of them. Maybe we don't need to metaphorize this, and I don't care if that's not a word. Maybe we need just to take it for what it is. A crazy amount of fish for a handful of people. Abundance. Extravagance. Grace upon grace. From a wedding in Cana of Galilee and a bunch of good wine to costly perfume wasted in the eyes of some to now a boatload of fish, pun intended. The Gospel of John poses the question to all of us that what good is the incarnation if you can't touch and taste and smell and see and hear it? For John, at least from start to finish, life as a child of God is marked by excess and extravagance, both given and received. John's gospel is a reminder that God's grace cannot be limited to the incarnation, to the crucifixion, to the tomb, or even to resurrection itself, because the story continues to be written even to this day. And there's a whole lot of theology in this text that wasn't a part of the original story. And, you know, it's easy for me to get up here and say these kind of things because I believe them. But I'd be dishonest if I pretended that I always feel them. Grief, loss, abandonment, frustration and fear? Well, those things can be pretty significant blinders when it comes to seeing Jesus and to recognizing God's abundance. Alleluias can seem so trivial when so often life seems gray. And I guess that too is a part of the story that's still being written, but that's also a key to understanding the story. A story that does not end on that rocky shore, but rather a story that's still being written by you and by me. See, the story that's still being written is the story of a God who is capable of transforming anything, anything, into something good and holy and abundant. It's a recognition that the hope of our faith is far more than just words or feelings. The hope of our faith is a choice. A choice to trust in something greater than ourselves, even when that something makes no sense, and even when we might not know where that choice will lead us. It's an invitation to look at the world around us with resurrection eyes, seeing the goodness and the abundance of God's love for us and of God being with us, and not being surprised when Jesus shows up, but instead fully expecting it. 153 fish. That's a lot of fish. And maybe that's as important a part of the story as anything else. Maybe this final chapter of John was added to make sure that we're able to understand that resurrection itself is the embodiment of God's extravagance. Maybe it's a reminder that the story beyond the empty tomb is really a story of our ability to be the face of Christ for those who are seeking peace and belonging and purpose in a broken world. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Maybe that's a divine proclamation that God's love and presence in our lives is a given, even if sometimes we're unable to recognize him. Present with us in our struggles, rejoicing in our triumphs, nurturing our best, encouraging us to care for those around us and allow ourselves to receive their care in return, using us and even just our daily routines to love and care for the world and people that God loves so much. Maybe it's a story of what God's grace, God's abundance, God's extravagance can be beyond our imagination and beyond our calculation. Whether it's a boatload of fish, wine at a wedding, a bunch of perfume, or when hope seems gone, when you wonder what you're doing, when you question the future, when your well has run dry, when you doubt that grace is true, and when you question that grace is for you. And maybe that is the resurrection story that we all need, desperately, all of us, that Jesus will show up on the shore, because abundance really does mean abundance when it comes to a God who loves you and me and this crazy world, sometimes in spite of ourselves. God love you. Amen.